Chapter 5. From Cana to Capernaum. Matthew 8:5-13. After presenting the Sermon on the Mount just outside of Cana, Jesus remained very busy, mainly with healing people. He had just entered Capernaum. This is the city where the royal officer of the Roman army had come from to ask Jesus to heal his son. As we remember, Cana is at a higher elevation than is Capernaum, so his walk was downhill, and likely faster than the trip that the royal officer had made going uphill. From Capernaum to Cana. Verses 5 through 6. Just as Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain came up in a panic and said, "Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He's in terrible pain." Verse 7. Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." The Roman officer, also referred to as a centurion, is a Gentile and a commander in the Roman army, making his approach to Jesus remarkable because Romans were considered oppressors of the Jewish people. Jews and Gentiles generally had little interaction, especially in religious matters. Despite this, the officer comes humbly to Jesus, seeking help. He even referred to him as Master. That is a huge tribute from a Gentile to a Jew. The officer urgently requests healing for his suffering servant. This shows his compassion. He is concerned for someone of a lower social status. Jesus immediately offers to go to the officer's house, demonstrating his willingness to help even a Gentile. Verses 8 and 9. "Oh no," said the captain. "I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders and gives orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it." The officer stops Jesus and expresses an extraordinary level of faith. He believes Jesus does not need to be physically present to perform the healing. He compares Jesus' authority over sickness to his military authority. Just as soldiers obey commands, sickness must obey Jesus' word. This is a bold declaration of faith. He trusts Jesus' word alone. Verses 10 through 12, taken aback, Jesus said, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel, the very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is the beginning of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions. Streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then, those who grew up in the faith, but had no faith, will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace, and wondering what happened." Jesus is amazed at the centurion's faith, something rarely noted in Scripture, and says, "This Gentile has greater faith than the people of Israel who were supposed to know God." Jesus predicts that many outsiders, Gentiles, will enter God's kingdom, while some who assumed they belonged, many Jews, will be left out. This foreshadows the expansion of God's salvation beyond Israel and the inclusion of all who believe. Jesus informs the officer that he will be spending his eternity in heaven. The nice thing is that if the officer truly has salvation, then he also has the peace and joy that accompanies true salvation. It is so great that it can only come from God. The officer is already tasting the kingdom of God. Verse 13. Then Jesus turned to the captain and said, "Go, what you believed could happen has happened." At that moment, his servant became well. Jesus declares that the healing has happened based on the officer's faith. The servant is healed at that very moment, confirming Jesus' power and authority from a distance. This reinforces a key truth. Faith in Jesus' word alone is enough for transformation and healing. A Roman officer, an outsider, demonstrates faith greater than Israel's religious leaders. Faith is not about heritage, status, or rituals, but about trusting Jesus completely. Jesus does not need to touch or even see the sick person. His word alone has power. This reveals that Jesus is Lord over all things, including sickness and distance. His word has power over distances. His word has power over time, even today. He has the power to intervene on our behalf. Jesus declares that many outsiders will enter God's kingdom, while some who assumed they were included will be left out. This foreshadows the spread of the gospel to Gentiles, and salvation through faith, not heritage. The centurion did not need signs or proof. He believed before seeing the miracle. True faith is trusting in Jesus' word alone. Stops in reflection. Do we trust Jesus' word, even without seeing immediate results? Is our faith based on a deep trust in his authority, like the centurion's? Our requests to Jesus need to be made in faith, undeniable faith. This is the third miracle in which the requester for a miracle believed that the miracle had or would happen even before seeing or knowing that it had indeed happened. This belief is a very important thing when asking a request of Jesus. Belief before the facts are known or seen is called faith.